All right, let me get you ready for a fun, fast, fabulous, fantastic phone call tonight. Little alliteration there.
Yes. All right.
Nice. Let me give you a couple announcements before we get going. First of all, you guys know about the summit. I want to announce we got another Royal Diamond coming in, Chris Gullo. And you guys know I told you Dennis that this last week to add to our otherwise magnificent lineup. It is going to be an unbelievable event. Cannot wait to see you guys all there. So the flyers, if you guys go to Pathfinder now, there's actually a page set up for it. There's going to be a lot of fun. The HBM also down here, and since that's a more local event, I don't really talk about local events a lot, but I want to it tonight. There's like 13 HBMs all over the country in January. Fill yours. We're filling ours here. And because of that, I talked to Lyle and Sandy today, who are the hosts. We are doing an event on February the 22nd, and we're going to do a Super Saturday. I'll give you more information on that later, and a pre-summit team meeting. But we're going to move Roger Drummer until May 16th, which is 6 weeks after Summit, because it was so hard to give that the lead time that we want with HBM and then Summit sandwiching it, and we want to make a really big deal out of it. So I called Roger today. I called Nikan and said, listen, let's put Roger in a spot where we can actually focus on it. So at Summit, we're going to have the flyers ready to go. We're going to have the agenda ready to go. That way you guys will have a clean shot at Roger, and there's a nice 6 week gap in between, and then we can actually focus on it. I kind of felt like Roger being there in the middle was getting caught, and what I want to do is use it as a big reach out day for prospects. So you guys on the live side, are you guys, kind of vibing what I did there, moving Roger 6 weeks out from Summit rather than, 5 weeks before just logistically with the HBM? Are you guys all cool with that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I figured you guys would dig it, and then we can use it a lot more. We are going to do a Super Saturday, February 22nd. I don't want to go from November until, you know, basically Summit without an event. So long story short, we will do an event that day. It's going to be real laid back and a powerful, like, half day of business building. Do some reach out stuff, some more on that a little bit later, but that's up and coming. So that will be that. So the next events for us down here are the HBM in January, February 22nd for Super Saturday, the summit, and then at the summit we're going to have the Roger Drummer information in hand, ready to go. It's kind of a kickoff celebration for the year. So, yeah, let's get into that. You may have any questions about that stuff coming up, and yes, I'm getting several texts. Summit tickets are up online. In fact, about a third of them are spoken for already in about the first week, which is pretty crazy. So get your tickets. Especially you Texas people, man, they are going to be G-O-N-E. And I also, the bus tickets, I'm going to do two buses, so it'll be first come, first serve on those. Out to the Oasis, and then, of course, you guys know the hotel spacing in Austin is always crazy busy. So long story short, get all that stuff knocked in. But tonight, we're here to talk about benchmarks. And I want to give you guys some stuff tonight that will really help you as business builders. It's something that I think if you take to heart will make a giant difference in your business. Because I think you guys all would really like to know, you know, when your business is transitioning from sporadic to basically when it starts to convert into more of a residual business. Am I right to say that you guys would all like that for crying out loud?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do that. And a lot of people also get stuck in the beginning of the business when, you know, they're only talking to one or two people, and it's kind of a black box. And I wanted to kind of put that aside tonight so people know when it actually turns into something that is going to be a big residual, you know, business for you. And I think this will really help turn the lights on. Also, a lot of people last week asked for the spotting leaders call. If you guys go to the Prospecting 101 page and go down to the bottom of it, you will find it there. The recorder called me last week about how to spot leaders is right there. So go in there if you want to listen to that and download it. It is there for your listening enjoyment as we speak. Now I want to talk about benchmarks. And here's the thing about your business. The way that this business functions, it's kind of like microwave popcorn. And I told somebody this analogy before, but I want to do it again quickly because if you understand it, it will really change your business forever how this works. Okay? It will change it. The bottom line is, if you ever built microwave popcorn, or done microwave popcorn, you gotta put it in the microwave. And the bottom line with it is, you put it in the microwave, and you gotta put it in there for like 3 minutes. Now, how long would you guys say you have to leave it on high heat before the kernels start popping. Out of those 3 minutes, how much is it usually, guys?
About a minute and a half.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. If it gets in there and you only hear, like, one kernel pop, what happens if you shut off the heat?
None of my rest of
you don't get too many more pops.
Well, and let me ask you this question. What happens if you shut it off when you get one kernel pop? Let's say you shut it off because you want to go in the other room and you just figured you'd shut it off, but I'm going to come back again in like 7 days. So what if you come back in a week and you press power? Does it pick up where you left off, or do you have to go all the way back to zero?
All the way back to zero.
So you got to generate some heat. Let me ask you a question. If you know that's the case and then it starts popping, you basically just leave it on until it's done. That's how long it takes. Now, do you know if it's going to take a minute and 54 seconds to get it popping, or a minute and 51 seconds, or 2 minutes and 6 seconds? Do you know exactly how many seconds it's going to take? And isn't it true that even bags change a little bit? That like that? Could you guys agree that you could take 5 bags in the same box and put it in the microwave, and all 5 would start popping up at different times? Would you guys say that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So here's the thing also. In this business, you guys think that maybe when you start building that you have to leave it on high for a little while until it starts popping, and then you kind of got to leave it on until the kernels start going.
Oh,
right. How many of you guys have got your business ever built, and I've done this too, to where you get it going a little bit and it pops a time or two, and then you take 10 days off?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you never get past the first 2 pops. The bag always goes back to zero, and then you say, well, I've been in the business for 2 years, and I'm still stuck at X. But really, if you tabulate it up, you've only been in the business for 9 minutes. Because only Nikan time counts. Now, where Nikan is different than popcorn is in Nikan, once you get a bag going, it produces bags that start popping too, and then it keeps going downhill. You get infinite bags. And then your business becomes residual. So what I want you guys to get in your head is it's not about you're going to talk to one person or 3 people if you've been in for 2 years sporadically. And to get the mentality of, if you're launching your business, your schedule needs to change a little bit, take a little bit of consistency, you'll start to get some really good things happening in your business. Okay? And just understand that analogy. I wanted to give you this first thing here about tracking, to how you know you're in the right track. If people say, well, how many people do I talk to? And all of a sudden, I'll call and say, how you doing? How's your business going? Well, I've talked to one person, and I talked to one person last week. And I'm not saying that's not good to talk to a person, but if you want to turn it into a career, I want to give you the level of microwave popping that you need in terms of heat to start generating it, so you start getting not one kernel pop, but you get hundreds and thousands of kernels popping, and then we'll really get it going. So the rough rule of thumb, now remember, you may get 10 signups in a row, you may get 1, you may get 0 out of 10, but if you average it out over hundreds and hundreds of people, you're going to get roughly these numbers laying out here. So kind of keep this in mind as you're building your business. Here's the first thing. For every 3 AECs you do, you will get one person who will want to go to the next step. That makes sense, guys. Every 3 AECs that you do, you'll get one to go to the next step. So let me ask you this. Have any of you guys on the live side, and I fall into this trap too, ever talk to like 1 or 2 people in a week because there's a preview coming up and nobody comes up and you're disappointed? So let me ask you this. If you've got a 33% chance of somebody coming, if you only talk to one person, if you've got 3 that say they're coming, you're running up closer to 100%. In fact, my wife, when she used to do sales and training for Saks Fifth Avenue, when they would book like big cosmetic events or fashion events, take a wild guess how many people they would book per appointment to make sure somebody was in the chair.
A lot of
3. Okay? So you always want to remember this. So if you got a preview coming, don't call me until you have a prospect. You want to have a couple. So for every 3 you get, now by the way, the rest of all these numbers are built by those 3. So the rest of them you're going to get for free if you're doing the work up front. You can't control hundreds or thousands of events. You can just continually put the next 3 into the process. Now here's the other thing. For every 3 who go to the next step, that's a preview, an online preview or something like that, you're going to get 1 to 2 that will sign up. And of those 1 to 2, you're going to get someone that usually builds the business or someone that uses products. And that's roughly what the numbers will be. And 1 to 1 do anything. For every 3 who sign up, you're going to get 1 business builder, 1 that will be a consumer slash connector, and 1 that will do nothing. So 3 ABCs will get 1 or 2 that will sign up if they come through the preview. For every 3 that sign up, you're going to get 1 who wants to be a business builder, 1 who will use some products, and 1 who will do nothing. Now, this is a huge difference maker. Of all those people you connect, who will they connect? Who will they put in? And this process starts repeating itself. A lot of people get lost thinking, I have 50,000 people, I need to go do 100,000 points. Guys, if you need to do 50,000 points to be retired, you're only going to generate the initial 5 or 10 or 20 people in the initial 500 or 1,000 or 1,500 points. Then you're going to get the bottom 50,000 basically for free. So it's going to be a really big deal, you guys, to understand that start creating the way that everything else will happen beneath you because your group is going to replicate. So here's this also, and this is for you guys that want to be real business builders with what I talked about last week with leaders. And I wasn't telling you guys last week not to sign up product people or not to sign up people that maybe aren't your greatest prospects or that don't want to be big business builders. What I was telling you was how to look for them, the people that are going to be your promotable leaders, so you're not stuck at gold or platinum or anything like that, okay? So or silver, for crying out loud. So you take a look at this, too. Out of every 3 people that sign up and say they want to be a leader, 1 actually will be, okay? When you have 3 leaders in 3 separate legs, so 9 total people spread out amongst a leg. I'm sorry, 3 leaders in a leg. I didn't even know that. If you have 3 leaders in a leg, your leg is considered secure, meaning you have a residual asset. So what you're looking at to build yourself a residual asset, meaning a leg that qualifies, a leg that's going to get promoted, a leg that's going to drive, a leg that's worth how many millions of dollars for your life, how a leg that is going to, you know, give you $1,000 to $100,000 a month the rest of your life, you're looking at doing 27 to 80 ABCs to find a leader in that leg, which is the equivalent of 1 a day for 3 months. But remember, that's not microwave popping corn. Or 3 a day for 1 month. How many, let me ask you this, would anybody on this call do 3 ABCs a day for a month to find a leader that's worth $1,000 to $100,000 a month? Absolutely. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you see that a lot of people, or you guys are falling into the trap of being more like microwave popcorn, where you're just putting it on a high for a minute and 3 seconds and getting a kernel to pop, and that's why your business ever progresses? Anybody ever fall into that trap? I have. And once I understood it, it changed. Okay? It does. And then consistency was easy. A lot of you guys don't know this, but the MERP77 on my email actually stands for when I started my business. I did a preview with people there every night with either me or my group for 77 straight days. And that generated enough residuals that we could get our business up and running, and then we had assets beneath us. You guys hear the term all-out massive action a lot in this business. That's the microwave popping corn. Now, if you don't want to do that amount of work, that's okay, but you're building at a connector level, and you may be stuck at silver for 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, but the reason people get stuck at rank is because they typically come in and do a lot of work in the beginning and maybe go silver, and then they start talking to 1 or 2 people a week, and then you get stuck at rank. Does that make sense, guys? Anybody ever seen that happen in your business or with people around you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Someone said, well, why aren't the silvers, you know, having bigger businesses? Silvers tend to get there and shut off the microwave. And that's actually when you want to punch it. And I'll tell you this. For 13 months after I went silver, my volume was over 10,000 a month. And that generated the next level of stuff that I'll show you in the next page that allowed it to turn into a big business. So I'm going to tell you this again. You can roughly say for every 3 ABCs I do, I'm going to get someone coming into a meeting. If someone's at a meeting, generally 1 or 2 out of 3 is going to sign up and do something. Out of those, you're going to get for every 1 sign up, a business builder, a connector. Now remember, just because someone signs up in the business doesn't mean they're a leader. Does this solve the riddle of why you guys get sign-ups that maybe don't go great guns and then you feel like, well, I failed or, oh, it's hard or they have a problem? Let me ask you something. If somebody signs up and just uses products or just signs up and enjoys their membership, are they the problem or are you the problem if you want them to do more and they're not and it causes you to get upset? They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. because they have the business they want for them.
Okay?
You have to do what you need to do, which is let yourself take advantage of the numbers. And this is the thing. The numbers are powerful. In fact, statistically, you cannot lose in this business. You can't, if you understand these numbers. I had come out of a political campaign when I started this business, and we used to say, if you walk a campaign route, for every hand you shake, you're going to get 13 votes. We knew it. So we would go book parades to have a lot of people because we knew it was worth 13 votes. If we ran an ad on TV, we knew it was good for X number of votes. So it wasn't emotional. It was, we need this many votes to win the election. This is how many hands we need to shake. Does that make sense, guys? That's the mentality of certainty. Okay? In this business, how many of you guys have felt powerless not knowing how to transition your business to the next level? Well, that's why right there. That's how many hands you need to shake to get yourself an asset worth millions of dollars. You guys think Nikan's asking too much to get you to present the business to a couple hundred people to pay you a six-figure income the rest of your life?
No.
Okay. Well, no, I'm serious about this. And I'm talking to the career people out there. Is Nikan asking a lot to pay you $100,000 plus a year to go and do ABCs to 200 to 400 people over the first year of your business, which is less than maybe one to two a day? This is it. Let me ask you a question. Is three ABCs in a two-week period and one person who might be coming to a preview next week going to get your business built? Then what tends to happen is we say, oh, well, Nikan's hard. Well, it's not. We just don't have the microwave on enough. Let me ask you this, too. If you put popcorn in the microwave and only put it on power 6, it's not going to pop at the same time as on power 10, is it?
No.
Do you start yelling at the bag of popcorn? Guys, Nikan is a bag of popcorn in a microwave. You're the microwave. Nikan's the bag of popcorn. That's it. How fast do you want your popcorn, how fast do you want it to cook? Okay? How fast do you want it to go? It depends on how hot you want to turn in your microwave. That is. And here's the other thing. I also know that when I sign up with Connector, I'm looking to see that they're going to connect. Your leaders, the ones I talked about last week, may be 2 levels, 5 levels, 10 levels deep. You just don't know, so you just keep doing those ABCs. So I'm going to flip to the next page. This is going to give you something really good to understand, too. How do you know when you're really starting to transition? Benchmark 1. And if you guys just focus on benchmark 1, you will be able to build your business to the million-dollar level. Benchmark 1 is 90% around you. This is the challenge period. Okay? When there are 10 people signing up in your group for 3 months, personal group, for 3 months in a row, it begins. I don't care if they're product users. I don't care if they're business builders. What we want at this point is raw material. Okay? It's raw material. So what you're trying to do in the beginning of your business is just put enough raw materials into your business so that it can start to take shape. And it's not about getting a few signups in 1 month. It's about repeating it that 3 times. When it starts to do that, it's going to start to take on a momentum of its own. So in the beginning of your business, you're busy because you're doing the bulk of the work, meeting those people, because there's just you and a couple of your leaders. So if you use the infrastructure and tools, that will, you'll only recruit, but you'll retain. So what you got is things like the Monday WebEx. The reason I do this call on Monday night is so you guys can load in your business builders when you're busy and they get trained stuff like this. It's a tool. The online presentations, like next Monday night at 9, it's the 23rd, and we were really wondering if we're going to do a call. So what we're going to do is we're going to record a business launch fast track. And it's only going to be how to launch your business. I'm going to do it in a way that we haven't done it before. It's going to be really cool. And if you can dial in, dial in. I know some people will be traveling. But, you know, once that's recorded, you'll be able to just send people to it and get it started. That's how you counterbalance the work it takes to get it started with being efficient when you're working a job. So let's say, for example, that you're working a job and you're busy. Do you think to make $100,000 plus a year, it's too much to do the work? Let's say you got to talk to 30 to 40 people in a month to get 10 people to sign up. If you're using the WebEx and using the tools, using the ABCs, what are you looking at right there? Maybe 15, 20 hours worth of work in a month, which is about the same as a part-time job to get your business launched. And I'm not talking about dabbling in it. I'm talking about actually actually building it to a high level, okay? This is the amount of fire it takes to convert this into a big asset, okay? So even if you're full-time, you could do 10 people coming into your business pretty easily if you understand how to use the tools. Where you're going to have problems is if you don't use the tools and you're not being duplicable and you're just running around going crazy. Okay, the smarter you are, the easier this part is. So if you get 10 people coming in 3 months in a row, good things are happening. Benchmark 2, 30 people in a month for 3 months in a row. That's sign-ups in a month. That's only about half related to you because now you've got people beneath you who are stepping in and doing the work. This right here is where people get stuck at silver because you want to start transitioning. If you don't find those leaders beneath you, it's hard to transition to the next level, which is that 30 people a month. So when you see you're about that 30 a month, by the way, when you get about 30 a month coming into your group, you guys will flip because that's going to be where you can leave your job. When you've got 30 people come in three times, you're talking about, you know, looking at making a solid income right there. You can make thousands a month at the first benchmark, but the second one will be a really powerful benchmark to where you can start to bring in the horsepower to really retire you. And then the third benchmark is when you have 100 people coming in a month for 3 months. That's when you're looking Millionaire's Club, Diamond, Royal Diamond, Platinum, and only about 10% of that is related to your efforts. You know? So if you look at these three benchmarks, what you've got is the tools to know, okay, I need to be doing three ABCs to get a sign-up. If I want to be gold, I need three sign-ups and three legs that want to build it. I'm going to have to do some ABCs and connect some people. And then you look at these benchmarks and say, okay, I've had 11 people, 10 people, and 12 people the last 3 months. Something really good is happening in my business. These benchmarks right here will be really amazing to help you understand where your business is and what it's going. So if I'm looking at these two pages, what I'm saying to myself is, first, I want to understand that I need to find or connect to three people. You say, well, how am I going to find three people? That's why Nichan's paying you $100,000 a year. Yeah, and I want you to think about the amount of work that you and I have done in other jobs and the hundreds and thousands of hours you put into your career for me to make $40,000, $30,000, maybe $100,000 a year. You've got years of college. You've got years and years of going. You've got, you know, maybe a lot of debt because you bought a franchise or something. You've put huge amounts of work into making any kind of an income. Do you guys think there's any way in the world you can make yourself $30,000 a year to $1 million a year just for going out to locate and find three leaders and three legs and duplicate it? Do you guys understand how efficient this is? The difference is it may be a lot easier, but it's not nothing. You follow me? So the operative question is, how can I get to be talking to three people to get my one sign up and then shoot for that first benchmark and bring in 10 people in a month? I don't care if they sign up and buy a vital balance. I don't care if they sign up and buy a pack. That'll all take care of itself. Okay? Just get the raw numbers coming into your business. You're not going to be able to get to $5,000 a month in income if you're only getting one sign up a month who orders vital balance. You need some people coming in so that you have horsepower because the connectors can start to lead you to other connectors and other leaders, and it kind of takes on the rolling snowball. So that's it. So the three things to remember is three makes one come into a preview that makes a sign up. The second is let's get that happening 10 times in your business in a month, and then you've got a big residual asset. And what these are, remember, these benchmarks are benchmarks to a large residual income. You can make 100 or 500 a month and you can dabbling in it. But if you want to get beyond that, this is it. Okay? Let me ask you this. As you guys are looking at this, what are your guys' thoughts as you're hearing this? And is this helpful to you guys? Because I want to get some feedback. Please don't sit there quiet. These are huge numbers. I want to see if they make a difference in your guys' business. What do you guys think as you see this?
I think it makes a big difference.
Good. How does it make a difference to you, if you don't mind? Is that wanting?
Yeah.
What does it do? How does it make a difference for you?
The more effort you put in it, I think that it builds your momentum, it builds your, you know, the attitude and everything. It builds all the whole thing.
It does.
It gets people coming in that's positive.
Thank you. It is. And the other thing is, what these numbers do is they put the power in your hands.
Right.
The power in your hands, because now you know three will get you one. Guys, if you do 9 or 10 or 30 ABCs, you're going to get 3 or 5 or 10 signups. You are. Even if you go 0 for 8, you realize the numbers in the long term will always win out statistically. Like if you're playing a slot machine in Vegas and it loses 200 times in a row, you guys realize it's statistically certain that it's going to hit. Okay, that's just what happens. X out of Y always happens. If you guys understand the power of these numbers, what you're doing is instead of, how am I going to go gold by such and such? And people will tell me all the time, I'm going to be gold by Summit or silver by Summit. And I would think to myself, great, but do you understand what that means? Like, okay, I'm going to be, people, I love it when, like, Royal Diamonds try to break my chops and we need to get you Royal Diamond. You're going to go this year? And I could sit there and have the feel-good moment. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go really fast, but I also know the numbers, how long it takes to build a silver, how long it takes to build a gold, and I want to get there with solid legs in place. I'd rather be a gold making 100, or a diamond making 100,000 a month than a Royal Diamond to get there skinny that can't qualify, wouldn't you guys?
Right.
And I'm not saying it's not important to run the rank, but you guys, and thanks, somebody just said I can see the advantage of giving this out to a business partner. These sorts of tools will be the things we're going to have at Summit. The finding good partners. This is stuff we're going to be having out. Thank you, Jeremy Greco, for your nice comments too. But this is it. And I'm going to put these benchmarks up again on the website. If you understand these, they'll set you free. And then it goes from I just invited someone and they came and it's a black box to knowing roughly the amount of work you want to do. So if you're looking to, if you have a preview every week in your town, people say, well, we're only going to do preview once a month because nobody's coming. You guys understand that's happening because you're only talking to four people in a month. If you're talking to five new prospects in a month, statistically you're going to get one prospect there. Right? Why do you think you're only able to do one preview a month? Because how many prospects do you actually have? One. So what if you were doing six ABCs a week? Then you'd be calling me saying, man, what's the next preview? You follow me? Man who has no prospects wants to go once every quarter. Person that has three hot prospects. Let me ask you this. Do you know who wants a preview every Tuesday really badly? Someone doing ABC. Because they want a place to go close people. You see what I'm saying? So the more you're doing of this stuff, the faster your business is going to grow and the more accelerated things will get. You're going to build your previews because you got people coming to them. And you know you're also doing good when you look in the room and people are in the preview that your downline is bringing. And remember, if all you sign up is one person that orders mag steps, you're probably not going to get a lot of things going on down south. But if you're talking to people, and then like I said, I know where you guys are thinking, well, how am I going to find people? That's your job. That's why Nikon's going to pay you $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 a month. And that creates the conversation of how do you meet people. Get around things you like. Get excited. The less excited you are, the harder it is to talk to people, period. And why do you think Dave Johnson starts out with, gosh, I'm excited, because he's giving you the first training is, I got to tell you, we have obviously a 16-month-old, and I love him more than life. The only time I miss doing something is, like, we love the Hobbit movies. You guys have no idea how much I was jonesing to go see the Hobbit movie this weekend. We didn't even get out of the house this weekend. Long story, we had a sick baby. But I talked to everybody about how cool those movies were. I took my son. I mean, it was easy to talk about, okay? Like, I could talk to you all for hours right now about how much I want the Lions to lose this game tonight so the Bears are in sole possession at NFC Central or NFC North. I don't even have to think about it. In fact, when I went to the gym yesterday, it was last week because they beat the Cowboys. I walked into the gym and there's five or six other Chicago people there. Do you guys think we had a tough time finding something to talk about? What do you guys think all the Chicagoans living in Austin were talking about last Tuesday morning at the gym?
Victory.
How excited they were. So what I'm trying to say, guys, is it's only hard to talk about if you're not excited. That's the bottom line. If you are excited, it's easy to talk about. And then Nikon goes from being a chore you have to do to something you're excited to do. And when it's something you're excited to do, then all of a sudden you're not talking about where do I find people. You're talking about how many ABCs do I get to do. When I was doing that 77-day push to go silver, and then I was above 10,000 points for 13 months after that, there was never a time when it felt like a grind. In fact, I dug it. I loved it. Okay? And I don't think in this day and age you have to do it like that. But you also can't shut down on December 16th for the holidays. Say, I'm not going to qualify this month because it's December and give yourself those excuses. That will kill you. You follow what I'm saying? If you're in business for yourself, you're assassinating your own dream. Mm-hmm. Don't tell yourself the why. Be in business, whether it's December 1st or July 1st or March 1st, prospects will react where you are. And so for me, I just know it's a function of this is people I got to talk to build it. Now, by the way, let me just share this last little point. Those are raw numbers. The better you are and the more fluid you are with your presentations, the better your numbers are going to be. You may get 2 out of 3. You may get 3 out of 3 sometimes. Your ABCs may go through the roof. Okay? The more you present and the better you get at it and the more you love it, the less you will have to talk to 8,000 people to get one sign up. You guys understand your numbers are going to change over time and your advantage?
Right.
Well, let me ask you this question too. How do you get to take advantage of those better numbers? What's the thing you have to do? How do you get good at giving ABC? Yeah, right. And if you give a few and they don't work too well, it doesn't matter a who. Just because I'm going to tell you something, guys. My best ABCs ever, I did when they stunk because I'm good at them now because I stunk at them then. That's the bottom line. And I still go in there and blow it sometimes where I'm tired and I don't sit there and listen to how much they enjoy working on model railroads and I just don't want to hear it that day and I give it too early and I blow it because I fire hose them or I'm too direct or some days I'm in a foul mood and I sit down and give an ABC and it's just not very good. I catch myself doing that, but by and large, I sit down, I'm relaxed, I have a good time, I'm not trying to sell them. So let me take 5 minutes and show you what we're up to. If you like it, come on out to the preview. If you don't come out to the preview. And I just laugh about it, and I'll tell you, I'm able to have that attitude, which takes the pressure off them and me, because I know that if I talk to enough people, I'm going to get people to the meeting. So I'm not sitting across from them thinking, oh my God, this is the one person I know, and if they don't show up, I'm going to be out front, forewarned with writing my dear world, I'm going to go jump off a bridge letter. How many of you guys have ever not had a prospect come and your hopes are just dashed? Well, if you need 3 people to talk to get one to come to a preview, okay, and I just told you that of the 3 people that say they're coming, one will, one might, one won't. If one doesn't come, doesn't that tell you that you're statistically closer to one who will? See, the problem is you don't understand the numbers if you're worried about what one person does, or even 2. I don't do the preview on Tuesday night for the prospects. I don't do it for that prospect. I do it for prospects. You understand? I don't do it because they're coming. I do it because it's statistically necessary. And I know I'm being like Commander Data of Star Trek here, and I'm not being like passionate and all that about the heart of Nikon kind of a message. This is kind of numberish, and I get that. But see, my power dynamic in the ABC is so easy and laid back because I don't care if they want to sign up or not because I know statistically everybody won't sign up. So I just know if they don't want to, I'm closer to one who will. So it's laid back and fun and easy and relaxed, and I can enjoy them and wish for the best for them and just not worry about it. And then I'm free to be their friend and build a relationship and be just glad they're there. I enjoy people in my group. Because I know statistically, one's going to build it, one's going to say they're going to build it, and one's not going to build it. So when I come to a meeting, if you're there and you're not silver yet or you're not gold yet, I'm not driving home crying to Paige that they didn't bring anybody. Because I statistically know that that's just the way the business works. Just like, let me ask you this. If my candidate goes and shakes hands at a parade, will every person whose hand we shake vote for us?
No.
No.
Guys, I shook Jimmy Carter's hand with my dad. You think my dad voted for Jimmy Carter? No. No, he did not. But we still went and saw the president. Shook his hand. So when I tell you get 13 votes for every one hand you shake, you guys really think that means that you probably, that there's a lot of no votes factored in there. So what do you do if you're a candidate? Do you walk down the line worrying, oh my gosh, do they like me? Are they Republican? Are they Democrat? Or do you just walk down the line being really nice to everybody?
Nice to everybody.
you can only control that you love, that you're running and you're positive. You can't control whether they want to vote for you or not. So you're just super nice to everybody because that's the only way you're going to get them anyway. Okay? So if you're out giving ABCs, isn't it better not to worry about whether they sign up, whether they come, whether they go great guns? It just, excuse me, just present. Remember, don't worry about the outcome. Worry about your output. Just hit it. And then make it fun. What these numbers will do, guys, is they'll take the monkey off your back of wondering, and now you're in power to be doing. That's it. And if you really want the secret to growing, it's just getting really excited about the certainty of your success, because what these numbers will actually tell you, for those of you that are smart on this call, and all of you are, if you talk to enough people, you are guaranteed to be a full-time income person in NECAN. The challenge is, if you've got 3 prospects you're talking to, spend 12 hours with each one of them, and the result is you're selling a penny, then you're not taking advantage of the numbers. So the professional networker just does. It's easy. When I go do an ABC, I know I'm working the numbers. I'm not trying to sign up a person. And that completely changes the dynamic of your presentation. And this will be a big segment of the summit, along with what we talked about last week. And what we intend this year at the summit, we're going to give vision, but we're going to give meat and potatoes and things that work for you. I got a couple of videos that we're going to be loading into the webpage. You're going to blow your socks off. Next Monday night, we're going to do this business launch. It's going to be really fun. In fact, it's going to be a little different than I've done. It's going to be a tool for you guys to really be turning and burning to find. And really, here's what it is. All the trainings and stuff we do and all those things is really to identify your leaders and let them identify themselves. But when I show somebody a fast track, I want the 1 out of 3 that's going to build it to identify themselves, not sit around wondering which one of the 3 is going to do it. Do you understand the difference between trying to cedar and letting them identify themselves and then spot them? Anybody ever been guilty of trying to make somebody into a leader who obviously isn't? Let me ask you this. Is anybody in this call other than me guilty of trying to make somebody into a leader when you actually knew they weren't a leader and you still want them to be a leader?
Right.
Yeah, how many of you guys have spent hours with somebody that comes to the meeting not even dressed nice, they look shabby, they come in, they're late, they don't order anything, and you're like, well, there's one of my diamond legs. That's a poverty mentality. We need to have a plenty mentality. That's what it is. And I'm going to tell you guys flat out what we are going to do. And thank you, Larry and Mary Lou, and I hope to see you guys down here too. Larry, you know, Larry and Mary Lou are some of the nicest, awesomest diamonds that are out in Phoenix. They are such good friends of ours. When I see your faces, I'm always happy and honored you're here. I think you were at Mac McDonald earlier too, and you guys just don't know how cool it is to have such great friends in the business to come here to support us and support their team, and just how much it means. Because then when I'm talking to somebody, not only do I have the power of numbers on my side, I have the power of truth. Then I can just tell people, man, you know what? I love NECAN. I love the people in it. I think I should take a peek at it. There's no stress. I'm not worried. I'm not expecting them to sign up. I'm just sitting there, relaxed, pitching and catching, man, pitching and catching. And I just watched the Lions not catch, which made me very happy. But that's what I'm thinking about. I can't help it. You guys have no idea how much you want the Bears to make the playoffs. Anyways, I know you're happy right now, too, Lyle. So I'm not going to say anything about that. But I don't want to keep going and run this call right up till 10 o'clock, but I really hope you guys are feeling what I'm trying to let you know on this call, that your business can be so easy and so fun if you just let it be. Just let it be easy and fun, and it is. And you guys have the numbers on your side, you have the business on your side, you have the power of truth on your side. Folks, we don't have to get crazy with NECAN. We don't have to make big claims and NECAN, I told you guys this last week, NECAN doesn't have to be a flashy thing. You guys know why a lot of the whole business industry works so hard to be so flashy. You know, always doing content to send people places. It's because they've got to do that stuff, because the minute they lose that pizzazz, recruiting comes to a standstill. What I love about NECAN, we don't have to sell our soul up front. Would you guys rather have NECAN spend $5 million bringing 3 new products to market, or spend $5 million on a cruise, or on a retreat, because the company knows they're going to be in business for 5 years, so they're not putting money into the second, third car. Would you guys rather have Nikon giving you M stripes?
Right, yeah. I would.
That's the difference. In a world built on hype, and I'm not talking about network marketing, I'm talking about the world today. In the world built on hype and instant gratification, we actually have something here that can give you instant results with the products in the business, but it doesn't have to sell its soul and cheapen itself to do it. And I was thinking about that this weekend when I was driving to Louisiana, and you know, old JT out there in Louisiana, I was thinking about your pal coming all the way to that meeting in that terrible night, in that cold weather and the freezing rain. And he wasn't even really building the business. He just came to tell us he's got his toes. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This is a man they were going to, John, they were going to amputate his toes, weren't they? That was where he was headed.
Well, that was going to be the next step.
Does he have his toes now?
He's got them.
Let me ask you this. Do you understand now why Nikon doesn't have to have fireworks displays every time we do something? Because we have people with their toes. It's the difference between something of substance and something that's a sparkler. So when you're talking to prospects, look them in the eye and say, there's something special here. It's a great company. I believe in it. When you build it with Nikon, it will still be here to give to the people that you love later. It can retire your job. I'm going to say this to our team on this call and everybody else. Every single person that comes to Summit, we're going to equip you so you will never have to work again at the end of this year unless you don't do these things. What I mean is, if you do these things, you will retire your job this year. I'm that certain of it. 100%. Everybody on this live team, you all may want to do your job. You may want to do things you're passionate about, but that aside, you'll never have to do it again. We're going to bring a level of game the whole business world has never seen and Nikon's never seen. And I am so fired up on pace around my house. Let me tell you, we got about 2.5 hours sleep last night with our 15-month-old. I'm tired and I'm excited. I am fired up, and tonight's not going to be much better, I hate to tell you. That's okay. It's all good because I love the little fella. But here's the deal. If you understand these numbers, your retirement is certain. The numbers give you power. Execution of the numbers will set you free. And that's it. That's it. Nikon's not a mystery, folks. It's not a black box. It's a certain path that if you execute the offense, you will get the game-winning drive, and that's what it is. Watching football here. If you execute this offense, that's what it is. I was talking to Bo Tanis up in Toronto last week, and the bottom line is, it's not a big mystery what lets this business get built. It's quote-unquote showing the plan. As Amway used to say 30 years ago, if you've got that ABC in front of people and give a strength test, you're going to be successful. If you're not, you're going to struggle. That's it. It really comes down to how much you guys show what we do. Tell the Nikon story. From sea to shining sea. And the nice thing about Nikon and beyond. All right? We're going to blow you guys away. And no, we are not going to do a training day at Summit like what we did. We're going to fit everything into the 2 days. Just had two people ask me if we're going to do a Thursday. We don't need to. We're going to handle IT a lot smarter this year. We're not going to do the breakouts that kind of turn into a cluster. We tried something last year that actually was pretty successful, but we're going to be able to do the same thing this year without having to break everybody up and making it so much of a move. We're going to have a smart template that you can just pop in there. So you won't need technical knowledge to get the same result. So that's going to be good. We're going to show you some stuff with your PWP this year that you're going to be able to do with video and also with Evite that are absolutely going to blow your socks off. Jeremy Greco put something together that's absolutely phenomenal. Wait till you guys see this thing. And there are some things that we've got that are going to blow your socks off. So without talking for another 6 hours, are you guys fired up and ready to go? And thanks guys for so many very, very nice comments. No, I did not record this because I probably should have, but what I'll do in a couple weeks, we'll do spotting leaders in this one together and record it in two modules to get it out there. And if you guys want, I will put these two slides. You guys want me to put those two slides on the website, the right track slides? Would that help anybody, or are you guys not that worried about it?
Please.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. You know what I was even thinking about doing before? You know what we could do, you guys? On that February 2nd Super Saturday, maybe that would be great to do for the summit. You guys want to film these modules of the the numbers and the benchmarks, and we'll have them on the website, and we can have them as an offering at Summit. So when you sign up, you'll get the fast track, but then we'll have a second phase of training that will actually be, you could put in your people's hands with the numbers and leaders and all these things. So they will have it as like something you can hand them for a little more in depth. Do you guys think that would be a worthwhile venture to do?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, and we're going to use you guys as the talent on it. So what we'll do is that February 22nd, since we're going to move Rogers so it's a bigger event, we will film the modules and then we'll be able to put them in people's hands when they sign up immediately. How about that?
That's good.
Sound good? Okay. So we'll have our basic training, we'll have a little more advanced kind of behind the second tier, which is something I plan on doing anyway. All right?
Right.
All right. Well, as my son Cole used to say when he was little, go to Gladys. You guys are all the best. They're looking forward to it. Thanks for all the nice ones. And I still want to hear from Team Chicago. I want to get a Team Chicago contingent at the summit. So more on that later. But I'm really fired up about that. I love that's one city that's really doing some great things with a nice big deal out of you. So love you all. Next Monday night at 9, I know it's 2 days before Christmas. We didn't want to go from tonight until January 6th. Christmas falls weird this year. I did not want to go a month without doing a call, basically, or 3.5 weeks. So we're going to do a business launch. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to do it in a way that you guys haven't seen before. And if you can get on, please do. If you're traveling with your family, I totally get it. If you've got people that want to launch their business, the way that you promote it is by saying that we're going to do something that they can kick off first of the year. And that there's actually quite a few prospects already tracked something on it. So next Monday night will be something a little bit different and really fun. And thank you all for your nice comments. I appreciate you all immensely, and we love you, and we will talk to my team this week and everybody else on the call next week. So have a great week, everybody. Let's finish December out strong. 100% qualification again, I think we ought to shoot for, and let's get after this thing. What do you say, everybody?
All right.
I love you all very much. We'll talk to you all very, very soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Bye, guys.